This episode is brought to you by Decoy, an acclaimed winery in the Duckhorn portfolio. Make the holidays memorable when you give the gift of wine country with Decoy Wines. Established more than 30 years ago by legendary vendors Dan and Margaret Duckhorn, our roots run deep. From vine to bottle, we craft our wines to the highest standards, using grapes from exceptional vineyards, including from our own estate properties. From our flagship Cabernet Sauvignon and classic Pinot Noir to our iconic Merlot and Chardonnay, Decoy has something for everyone on your holiday list. Ask for us where you buy wine or visit decoywines.com/celebrate to find our wines near you. Whether you're searching for the perfect wine to bring to dinner or shopping for the person who has everything, share the holiday cheer with Decoy by Duckhorn.
This Howard the Hughes Show is being brought to you by BHS Insurance, who is currently celebrating their 80th anniversary. You don't get this far without providing a level of service that is unmatched by anyone in the business, which is exactly what BHS Insurance does. BHS's commitment to excellence for both you and your business is why they are proud to be a leading provider of auto owners insurance for your life, home, car, and business insurance needs. For BHS Insurance, everything rides on their relationships and reputation, which is why they are proud to be a leading provider of auto owners insurance for your life, home, car, and business insurance needs. Visit BHSINS.com to learn more. That's BHSINS.com. BHS Insurance, in partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can best service your needs. Find out more today at BHSINS.com. For all your insurance needs, log on and get your questions answered at BHSINS.com.
All of Michigan loves an Ask Anything Friday on the Huge Radio Network. You can ask any question you want, from sports to real life, now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843 on the Miller Lite Hotline, at Huge Show on Twitter, the Huge Show on Facebook and Instagram. Now, let's go to the man with all the answers. Inside the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio, the Huge One, Bill Simonson.
Thank you, Mr. Rob Brandt. We are live across Michigan on a BHS Insurance Friday. Our road show is inside DeVos Place in downtown Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. The 31st annual West Michigan Golf Show is underway. It runs tonight until 9 p.m. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. grgolfshow.com. You want info? It's one of the best golf shows in America. Huge crowds rolling in. The weather has cleared up in the Grand Rapids area. So no matter your level of golf, even if you're thinking about golfing, this is a great hangout place. When the wind chill is like 4 degrees outside, come down here for 4 or 5 hours. They have food, concessions, a great hot dog stand right here by the Everts Landscaping setup, the indoor par 3, the Michigan PGA with lessons, Ferris State University PGA Golf Management Program with their TrackMan Performance Fitting Center. Just talked to our friends from Tullymore. I saw David and the crew from Agaming and that golf resort, Rich Kitchen, Nancy Kitchen, Bob and Andy Kitchen, and the entire Maple Hill team is here. This really is everything golf. No matter if you're scratch or you shoot 100, it doesn't matter. And that's a great thing and appeal about the game of golf. That everybody, it's one of the few sports, and maybe the only sport, you can watch and say, I can do exactly what that pro did. At least for one swing, it could happen. And you've seen a little bit of that during the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. We'll have a leaderboard update on that tournament coming up in a few moments. But we do want to welcome back one of our PGA Tour insiders, Mark Wilson from the Ferris State University PGA Golf Management Program. And also, he's worked on air, and when it comes to working major golf events, he truly is the godfather of golf in West Michigan and one of the great rules officials anywhere in golf. How you doing, Mark? Well, maybe if I could, and I turn your microphone on.
All right, now I'm on.
It's great to be here.
It is great to be here.
And it's great to have your mic on, isn't it?
Yeah, I appreciate that, too. Thank you. Hey, good to see you.
Good to see you, and we'll talk about all the rules changes with the PGA Tour and what we were discussing at the previous break. But you just told me something before we went on air, that you're going to officiate the Masters coming up in April.
It'll be my 21st Masters tournament, and looking forward to it in April. There were a couple years in recent years that I didn't officiate there. Some other members of our PGA Rules Committee went, which we felt was appropriate. There are some other great officials that deserved a chance to officiate at Augusta, but I'm going to go back there and work the tournament in April.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Now, does Augusta extend that invitation, or is that on the PGA Rules side?
This came from Augusta.
Really?
So, yeah.
So Augusta picks the officials?
In some cases, yes.
So do you get a nice letter from them?
Yeah, I got a letter.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's pretty cool when it comes in the mail. It's still mail.
Right? This came electronically, but it's still special.
Oh, they didn't do it. I'm surprised with Augusta. I think everything would still be pomp and circumstance.
It's still always a lot of fun, great experience to go there.
And do you stay on the grounds or do you stay outside?
No,
course.
Those of us who work the tournament stay off the property. Some of those amateurs get to stay on the course at the Crow's
Nest.
You hear about that,
staying
up in the clubhouse there. But no, we stay off the property in Augusta.
I thought they give you like the
No.
There's the butler cabin and then there's the rules cabin.
Now they might give you that if you were ever on the property.
Right.
They'd probably extend that invitation.
I need a couple things, Zed. I need to golf before my question of the day or questions. Favorite course to play in Michigan. Best course you've ever played anywhere. Best 18. Not your score. I'm just talking about a course, and then a bucket list. I'll get your answers on that in a little bit. But you have to know somebody. I mentioned Dan Patrick was interviewing Jordan Spieth out at Pebble Beach earlier today, and he was talking that he had a chance to golf 18 with Brady, two-man game, and Brady was leading by a stroke. Brady's team was, best ball, and Brady bogeyed. He birdied, and they lost their match, and Brady didn't talk to him for an hour and a half. And obviously Tom Brady would know people that could get him on at Augusta. You have to know somebody or a member to play, right? Is that
correct? Really. In order to play there, you have to play with a member.
Do they charge? No one knows. Is there ever a fee for if you know the member? No one knows anything about Augusta.
Right.
You may know, but you're kind of like, I don't know the bill. I just got the letter to officiate the Masters this year. I'm not going to divulge anything where they're like, dear Mr. Wilson, we heard you at thehugeshow.net talk about actual cost. We are revoking our invitation for you to work the Masters. What is it like? This is going to be your 21st, you said?
21st Masters.
Wow. Over the years, when you savor it, do you go there wondering that it might be your last time doing it? You never know, right?
Well, no, I don't really think about that. I've certainly tried to stay active and involved in various rules activities, but it's just a special experience to go there. The first tournament at Augusta that I worked was the year that Nick Faldo won with the Greg Norman collapse on the back nine. Some people remember that. Really kind of started on the ninth hole. He spun that shot back off the green. Hit it into the hazard on 12, and Norman had a fairly significant lead there, and so that was the first. But they're all sort of memorable.
Have you ever had to make a call on a big name during a Sunday with somebody down the stretch trying to win the green jacket?
No, not at Augusta. But there are certainly rulings that happen, and there are a lot of rulings that happen that are routine and that you don't really hear about.
What was the one that... Did Harrington's ball move in the wind? Was that one of them?
Yes.
1 year?
You there? Harrington's ball moved. My colleague David Price from Dallas, Texas, was involved in that. And at the time, that would be something that would be different for 2019. And really what happened to Harrington, he had marked his ball and replaced it on the green. It was on the 15th hole. And he had addressed the ball and then stepped away. And as he stepped away, the ball blew and it moved. And, of course, at that time, he was penalized. Now, not only would he not be penalized in 2019, but since the ball had been marked, lifted, and replaced in 2019, when that ball blows to a different position, it's going to be put back on the spot, and there wouldn't be any penalties. So a couple of changes, really, since that Harrington ruling.
So since we talked 5 weeks ago, the Maple Hill Golf Sale at Cornerstone University. We're here at the West Michigan Golf Show. I've really locked in on the PGA Tour on television, and with the new rules, what has stuck out to you as a rules official on the PGA Tour, getting set to work your 21st Masters, looking at the implementation of these new rules, which will trickle down all the way to the amateur golfer, but at the top shelf with the PGA golfers, what stuck out to you over the last month?
I think the thing that's been most noticeable is the player's decision whether or not to use the flag stick to leave it in when they putt or to take it out. And really, when the USGA and the RNA discussed this to write it into the rules in terms of that option, they were thinking of it more from a pace of play standpoint. If you think about it on the club level, where you have a group that plays on Saturday morning, and there's four players in that group, and they hit their approach shots to the green, and there's a ball on each corner of the green. Well, now, instead of somebody having to walk up and tend that flag stick, those players can all hit their lag putts, their long lag putts up there to the hole without anybody having to walk up and say, hey, what do you want with this flag stick? That was really the impetus for the change. It wasn't so much designed to say, well, will this give me an advantage to leave it in or not? Some of the players certainly have approached it from that kind of a strategy standpoint, using it as a backstop. That really wasn't what it was designed for. But I think that's been the most noticeable change that spectators have seen and that you've seen on television.
Could the PGA make an adjustment on what some of these rules are intended for pace of play for amateurs? Could they look at these new rules? Is there a chance that they could be adjusted for the professional golfer?
No, and I think for a couple of reasons. One is that the PGA Tour and the PGA of America and other governing bodies that run championship golf, like the LPGA or the European Tour or the Asian Tour, for example, they really have aligned themselves to working with the two golf writing governing bodies, the United States Golf Association and the Royal and Ancient, and they really are trying to work with the two governing bodies. So rather than to fight the changes or to write something of their own, they really want to cooperate with what's going on. So no, I don't think you'll see anything that's different than what the two governing bodies have come up with.
By the way, from Pebble Beach, the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am is going on, and I really enjoy, like, Huey Lewis chipping out of a bunker yesterday and seeing that star power. I think there's room for the PGA. I know they do the Pro-Am at Pebble Beach, and there's Pro-Ams at all tournaments, but to have these guys in the mix, I know some pro golfers don't like how a round could take 6 hours, but I think it's good to see different things, whether it's the stick in with guys putting, whether it's amateurs with the pros. I think that really brings the game down to everybody's level in a good way.
Well, and certainly that AT&T at Pebble has a long history as a pro-am, way back to the old Bing Crosby pro-am days at Pebble Beach. So traditionally that tournament has had that pro-am format. And there are a few others. The Alfred Dunhill Links Championship at St. Andrews in October is one the European Tour does that's really similar with a lot of the celebrities and other amateurs. It doesn't get sort of as much notoriety because it's an event that's played on the European Tour, but it's similar in terms of its format.
Yeah, and the Bob Hope Desert Classic used to do that.
Used to have that celebrity.
But they kind of went away from it, right?
It's gone through various stages, different sponsors and so forth. But you're right, when you think about all those years, we're old enough to remember Bob Hope playing with even Gerald Ford in his foursome as a celebrity. But some of those have changed. This one really has sort of stayed the same.
You're going to be working the Masters, 21st Masters. And by the way, Mark Wilson, PGA Golf Management School, Fair State University, rules official on the PGA Tour. He's joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan as we're live from the 31st Annual West Michigan Golf Show at DeVos Place in downtown Grand Rapids. That's happening now until 9 p.m. tonight, tomorrow 10 a.m. until 6 p.m., and Sunday 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Tiger Woods, do you think he's going to win a major this year? He looked pretty good out at Torrey Pines. His game, you know, kind of, he even talked about it, kind of ease him back in. There's no pressure on Tiger to win. He had that fabulous finish to 2018. Will he get a major this year?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, at this time last year, you and I both predicted that he would win a tournament in 2018. And so that came to fruition. It took a little time, but it did happen.
And a lot of people were writing him off at that time a year ago.
And
right?
Obviously, he certainly had his best chance last year at the PGA Championship at Belle Reve. And in fact, really a little surprisingly, coming down the stretch there on Sunday, especially on 17 when he hit that tee shot into the lateral hazard on the right-hand side of that 17th hole, and he made a five. That was kind of a disappointing par on that par five hole that really he needed to make a three or a four there to have any chance to beat Brooks Koepka. But I'm not sure a lot of people thought he'd ever be in that position again to contend, and certainly he did contend. So it's hard to say. There are so many factors involved, and there are so many good players that if he gets a break or two in a major, you never know. He played pretty well at the Open Championship, too, if you recall.
He had a great second half to 2018, and I just sense he's pacing himself, and his focus now with the new schedule, with the Players' Championship in March outside of Jacksonville, Augusta, where you'll be working your 21st Masters in April, the PGA Championship moving into May, the U.S. Open in June, and the Open over in Britain in July. You know, you're Tiger Woods. You're focusing. There's one a month, boom, boom, boom. You find a warm-up tournament and tournaments you've committed to and you have connections to, and I think that's the Tiger schedule moving forward for the next couple of years.
Well, he has focused on the majors certainly for a long time, and as he gets a little bit older, I think he will be, you know, aware of some of the issues he's had with his back and his glutes, and he's going to have to take good care of himself and not overexert himself, so to speak. So he will watch his schedule carefully. But it is interesting, like you say, the way the schedule plays out starting in March, really with a tournament a month, a big tournament a month that he can play in.
One thing, just as a golf fan and a man who has golf in his blood, Mark, when you're working the Masters in April, your 21st Masters as a PGA rules official, what's the most stunning thing about Augusta that people can only appreciate who've been there?
I think if you really enjoy golf and you watch on television, the one thing that you can never really get from television are the dramatic elevation changes at that golf course. When you walk down the 10th fairway, down the hill, really from the 10th tee to the 12th green as you make your way down, that elevation change is probably 100 feet. And some of the undulations on the putting greens as well, you just can't get that perspective, even in a high definition with a big screen. You can't get that on television. You just don't appreciate it. But the golf course has a lot more undulating terrain and elevation changes than you would really ever imagine from viewing it on TV.
And one thing that the Masters has done in Augusta is that they keep their concession prices low. You can't use logos. It really is a throwback in a way to how the Masters is run at Augusta.
Well, and you know, it's interesting when you mention the concession prices, because I don't know if it was a coincidence, but the Super Bowl in Atlanta, obviously same state, Georgia, they made quite a point about the fan-friendly concession prices. And same way at Augusta, really, sandwich $3, beer $3, soft drink $1.50.
And no logos, too.
Other than the Augusta logo on
exactly.
All the cups or paper wrappers. But definitely a great patron experience for those individuals who are attending the tournament.
And you guys have your PGA rules officials room or tent, I assume, right?
Well, we have a little place where we can get to breakfast and before we go out on the golf course. It's sort of an administrative office, really, but
so they get you breakfast and lunch and dinner and stuff, right?
Well, we don't get dinner, but we get breakfast.
They don't give you dinner at Augusta. Come on. Come on.
We're on our own for a little
You're
bit.
You're on your own. It's Augusta.
They have a lot of people to take care of.
They don't give you a pimento cheese sandwich?
I've had a lot of pimento cheese sandwiches.
Are they good?
For lunch. Yeah, they're delicious.
And they go for like $3 or something,
That's right, exactly.
An update on the leaderboard from Pebble Beach. Phil Mickelson is at 10 under. Lucas Glover at 10 under. Scott Langley at 10. Paul Casey at 10. Jordan Spieth at 10 under through 16. Jason Day at minus 9. Scott Piercy at minus 8. Other notable names, like I said, Brandon Grace, who played well before he collapsed in the Waste Management Open out in Phoenix. Hey, Ricky Fowler, you know, it's interesting to watch golfers when their nerves get to them, just like it does with an amateur golfer. And Fowler found a way to rebound courtesy of Grace with some questionable swings in the final three holes, but the emotion, Fowler, and then one of the best things I've ever seen, that the young girl with special needs, the golfer who was there with Gary Woodland, and on the infamous rowdy
16th hole
in Scottsdale at TPC, she teed off, she hit it into the bunker, chipped out or hit a sand shot, drained a putt, and parred that hole, and the roar of the crowd, and I think it's been over like 12 million YouTube views. That was a PGA moment. And Mark, I said this to Bill Hobson earlier, and I'm a big golf fan, and also I'm a sports critic with the business I'm in. But what the PGA is doing right now, everything they're doing seems to be working. There really isn't, with Tiger back, there really isn't a major negative right now connected to the PGA Tour.
Well, and as you mentioned with the Phoenix situation, I think they're trying to create more and more of these special fan experience situations, and that's obviously a positive. You know, and they've even talked about now some player interviews during the round, and that's something that they're going to try to do a little bit on television, which other sports certainly do, at least at halftime, for example. You know, you watch a basketball game, they always talk to a coach at halftime. So I think you may see some of those things.
One thing missing, with all the rules changes, and I'm not saying just for your sake, but with the televised coverage between the Golf Channel and CBS or NBC, who's ever carrying that tournament that weekend, not having a Mike Pereira-like rules official to break down all the new rules and how it's affecting play on the PGA Tour, I think those producers are missing something there, Mark. They are.
Well, I know, Bill, you have a lot of good ideas. And,
well, they should be there, because I'm watching, you know, Pebble Beach last night, and I mentioned when Snedeker is by the ocean, and his lie would have been a little bit different on grounding and the new rules, and I'm waiting for a PGA rules official, nothing against Faldo, but someone to step up and say, okay, this is what's going on.
Well, I think it's a great idea, and as you know, the networks have seemed to really embrace it for football.
You've done it, right, for Ryder Cup, right?
I've done it for the Ryder Cup for NBC and done it for CBS.
Kind of like the Mike Pereira, like he does for the NFL.
Yes, I've done it for CBS for the PGA Championship.
And you've done Ryder Cup for NBC?
Ryder Cup for NBC.
And the Ryder Cup is...
The Ryder Cup, this is not a Ryder Cup.
No,
year.
No,
this
2020.
Is the President's Cup year.
Right.
President's Cup
Whistling
in Australia.
Whistling Straits a year from now, right?
Yes, right across Lake Michigan, 2020 Ryder Cup, September, at Whistling Straits.
Wow, and this is a President's Cup year.
This is a President's Cup year in Australia.
Wow,
yes.
That's great. That's right. Awesome. Mark Wilson's joining us. He's with the Ferris State University PGA Golf Management School. They have their TrackMan Performance Fitting Center here at the West Michigan Golf Show at DeVos Place in downtown GR. Show is open tonight until 9 o'clock, tomorrow 10 a.m. until 6 p.m., and also on Sunday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. We also have our huge questions of the day. Your favorite golf course to play in Michigan? What's the best golf course you've ever played anywhere? And what course is on your bucket list? Mark Wilson will answer those questions. I'll answer them before we're done. You can join us at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. That's on the Miller Lite hotline, at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook and Instagram. And you can also opt in on the Huge text chain. Just text the word HUGE to 21,000. That's the word HUGE to 21000.
You're listening to an Ask Anything Friday on the Huge Radio Network.
Take a ride with REO Speedwagon. Friday, June 7th at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. The amazing 80s hits. And the rock and roll classics. Tickets for REO Speedwagon are on sale now at the Soaring Eagle and Eagle's Landing box offices or online at etix.com. REO Speedwagon. Friday, June 7th at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Details at SoaringEagleCasino.com. Bring on the bliss.
Huge here for the sports medicine team at Metro Health, University of Michigan Health. Now they feature some of the top sports physicians, physical therapists, and athletic trainers in this great state of Michigan. And it shows with their partnerships with local high schools, colleges, and professional sports teams. And also one thing about Metro Health sports medicine docs, they're also primary care docs, so they can provide general care and help with preventative medicine if you're an active individual or you take part in sports. And convenience is big, as they have 7 convenient locations across West Michigan. So there's a Metro Health University of Michigan Health location near you. Find out more at metrohealth.net/sportsmedicine. That's metrohealth.net/sportsmedicine. Whether you're a weekend warrior or your kid's been hurt or you've been hurt, get back to playing what you love to play with the team from Metro Health, University of Michigan Health Sports Medicine.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your auto value parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
And that means excellent service, expert advice, and great deals on the winter items your vehicle needs. When winter driving's at its worst, you want the best. ENCO Contour Beam Wiper Blades this month, all sizes 14 to 28 inch, are on sale for just $12.99 each. And while you're at it, stock up on Prestone De-Icer Washer Fluid, only $3.99 a gallon. Parts Master Pre-Diluted Antifreeze is just $7.99 a gallon. Got a tough job ahead? Pick up Gunk's brand new degreasing wipes. A 30-count pack is auto value priced at just $3.89. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com. We'll take $14 off orders of $70 or more when you use the coupon code CUPID. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
This is the Huge Radio Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan on a BHS Insurance Friday. Superfly Hayes is producing the show back at the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studios in downtown GR. I'm live at the 31st Annual West Michigan Golf Show at DeVos Place. It's open now until 9 p.m. tonight, tomorrow 10 a.m. until 6 p.m., and Sunday 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. All the golf show information, anything and everything. I mean, we're here at the Everett's Landscaping Par 3 setup. They got a hot dog vendor. You can take some swings to benefit Folds of Honor. So much going on. Go to grgolfshow.com. That is grgolfshow.com. Mark Wilson is from the Ferris State University PGA Golf Management School. They have their TrackMan Performance Fitting Center. It's one of the top PGA Golf Management Schools in the country in Big Rapids, just about an hour north of Grand Rapids. Mark also got the letter. The notice from Augusta that he's going to work his 21st Masters as an official. He's a PGA Rules official, one of our PGA Tour insiders joining us. And, you know, we're talking about Fowler and the rules, and you're going to do a seminar here on one of the stages at the top of the hour. The rules changes are a big part of the conversation with golf. Yeah, we get the season change and moving up the season for the FedEx Cup now in August, but a lot of people out there still wondering what's going on with the rules, and we're watching these tournaments, and it's really becoming a great conversation piece.
There certainly is a lot of conversation, and obviously the unusual case that Ricky Fowler had with the placing of his ball and then having it roll into the penalty area after it was placed and back in play, that really wasn't new for 2019. But as we were discussing at the break, really what Ricky needed to do in that situation, he had dropped it and it had rolled into the penalty area twice, and now the rules require him to place the ball where it hits the ground on the second drop. He just should have marked that with a coin or a tee and waited, walked up to the green, taken a look at his shot, walked back down, and then placed the ball and played his shot.
For the amateur golfer, no matter what handicap they are, whether they're just beginning the game or they've played it for 20 years, what do you think is going to be the most important rule change that's out there right now, and they haven't been able to play yet because of the weather here in Michigan? Anybody listening across the state, this rule change helps the amateur golfer the most.
I really think some of the changes surrounding what players can do in bunkers or penalty areas. For example, now your ball's in a bunker and you have some leaves or a pine cone near your ball, go ahead and move those where a year ago you couldn't. Same way in a penalty area, what we used to call water hazard or lateral water hazard, go ahead and make some practice swings in there. You can ground your club, move loose impediments. So, again, really, maybe you can relax a little bit more over some of those shots where before you might have been a little more nervous. And so that's just sort of opens up the way people might be able to play the game.
All right, now, speaking of the new rules of golf, Mark Wilson, PGA rules official, like I said, from the Ferris State University PGA Management Program. They have their TrackMan Performance Fitting Center here at the golf show. You'll be on the main stage doing a 6 p.m. tonight, the new rules.
We'll talk about the 2019 rules changes.
Doing a seminar.
The significant ones.
You're a teacher.
And, yes, and if people have questions, we'll have some discussion.
And what's the Ferris State University PGA Golf Management? I know they have the TrackMan Performance Fitting Center. Anything else they're doing this weekend here at the golf show?
Well, some of our students are over giving lessons along with the PGA professionals who are here to give the free 15-minute golf lessons at the far end of the building. And in the TrackMan Performance Center, what our students are doing there is they're doing actual golf club fittings. They'll fill out for you a fitting sheet that will tell you what club specifications you need based on what they record from the TrackMan results that they get when you actually can hit a real golf ball here at the fitting center.
Yeah, what's great about the 31st Annual West Michigan Golf Show here at DeVos Place in downtown Grand Rapids, Mark Wilson, PGA Rules official, and also he mentioned Ferris State University PGA Golf Management students, free lessons. That's pretty cool. You get a 15-minute free lesson. Where do you get a free lesson in golf anymore, Mark?
No, this is a great opportunity. Plus, come in, get out of the cold weather, and it looks a little like spring in here.
Yeah, not outside, but, you know, that's why with this indoor par 3, where people can take swings to benefit Folds of Honor with everything they have to offer, they have concessions, they have adult beverages, they have everything for the kids. This is a great place to hang out at some point tonight, tomorrow, or Sunday.
You're right. In fact, I noticed a lot of kids at the first tee hitting those shots with the plastic balls.
That's a great
balls.
Program, isn't
They're
it?
They're having a ball down.
Isn't
there.
That a great program?
It's grown. Tyler Smees in West Michigan has done a great job, and there are certainly other really fine first tee programs throughout Michigan.
All right, Mark Wilson, seminar at 6 o'clock on the main stage here at the West Michigan Golf Show on the new rules of golf. We will talk soon, and maybe the week before you leave for Augusta, we'll talk about the Masters. Congratulations, 21 times officiating at Augusta.
Thanks, Bill.
Well-earned and well-deserved.
Well, it's a pleasure speaking with you today, too. Thank you.
All right, Mark Wilson joining us live here at the Golf Show. Dave Hill from the Augaming Golf Resort at Antrim Dells in northern Michigan is going to join us next. We'll talk to David about everything going on up north in golf. Right now, not a lot of golf, but Antrim Dells and Augaming being represented here at the golf show, and Dave Hill. Yeah, don't fall, Mark. You don't want to. Hey, don't roll your ankle, and then you can't officiate the Masters. That wouldn't be good, would it?
Sorry, I didn't mean to throw out your chair.
Yeah, Dave Hill, boy, you talk about Dave just wanting to get Mark off the air. I just ran him over. Dave is with Antrim Dells and the Augamin Golf Resort in northern Michigan. They have a setup here at the golf show, and Dave's an old friend from the golf circles dating back over a decade ago. How you doing, David?
Doing well. Just excited to kick this golf season off, driving down in a blizzard, as always. So, good times.
Yeah, that's been the norm for the last 30 days, hasn't it?
Yeah, where we live, last 11 school days, 10 have been canceled.
Yeah, well, welcome to the club here. Let's talk about the Augamin Golf Resort over the last couple of years with my friend Johnny Brand Sr. He's partnered with Augamin on some promotions. It's been an unbelievable journey up there with the courses they offer. Antrim Dells is part of it. So let's talk about the Augamin Antrim Dells golf experience up in Elk Rapids in northern Michigan.
Well, we're kind of, you know, we like to think of ourselves as having you part of our family. So it's we get the groups of guys, we get the couples, we get the kids. The Oakland girls college team played us this year. But we're really proud of our golf courses. We've got four of them now. We've got the Torch with the original course. We've got Sundance.
Sundance is one of my favorite courses.
Everybody
in the
loves
state.
It.
Love it.
Yep. We've got Antrim Dells where I'm at. We overlook Lake Michigan. We used to host the Michigan Amateur with Belvedere. And we've recently taken over Charlotte Boy Country Club. So we've got four choices. We've got great food. And at the end of the day, like I tell most people down at the booth, if you had the worst round of your life and you're looking at Torch Lake or Lake Michigan, and after your second beer you're still mad, you need to reassess.
Yeah, when you get a chance to come up on 7 and you're looking at the deck where you can enjoy food or a nice cold Miller Lite afterwards, and you see Torch Lake there on the Torch course, Sundance at sundown later in the afternoon playing that course is just fabulous. Antrim Dells, like you mentioned, and also the Charlevoix Country Club.
Yeah.
Right, that you've added. So four golf options. You have the homes that can hold up to, what, 12 people, I think?
I mean, put 16 under the same roof.
Yeah, so you have the homes for lodging and accommodations. You have your condos. The accommodations are all first class. It's a wonderful experience at the Augamin Resort. You can also go up down into Elk Rapids. You can bump up in the Charlevoix.
Well, that's what I was going to say, too, besides the four golf courses.
Right.
We've got Elk Rapids. We've got Bel Air. Shorts is...
Yeah, exactly.
Shorts is 20 minutes
away. Charlevoix, Torch Lake Inn is
we've
another
great
place.
We've got Mammoth Distilling. So we've got a lot of stuff to do besides the golf. Obviously, golf's what drives us, but...
It's a getaway. It's a true golf getaway, David. And I know there are a lot of options in northern Michigan, but my experience the last couple of years... with Johnny Brand Sr. and the Brand Steakhouse and Grills and their partnership with Augamin, that it truly is a feeling like you're getting away, which is decompressing, enjoying friends, having great food, having great, you know, adult beverages, and just enjoying wonderful golf.
Yeah, I think between Bel Air and Elk Rapids, we have two stoplights, and they're both in Elk Rapids. So.
Exactly. Well, and if people want to get in touch and book a getaway with the friends, with the wife, if they want to book a corporate getaway, an outing, what's the easiest way to get in touch with everybody from Augamin?
We've on our website, you can request a quote at augamin.com.
Augamin.com?
Yep. And also, Lauren's our director of sales. But just give us a call at the number on the website.
Right. Easiest way, augamin.com.
Yeah, we can customize. So, you know, my nickname is, my email is thefunpro@gmail.com. I try to throw you some fun and have a good time.
All right.
Hope to see you up there.
All right, well, David, enjoy the weekend here at the golf show, okay?
All right, thanks, Bill.
All right, David Hill is from the Augamin Golf Resort, and also he handles Antrim Dells. They have the Charlevoix Country Club, four courses and great lodging and food. Go to augamin.com, augamin.com. We'll have one final segment from the golf show next.
You're listening to an Ask Anything Friday on the Huge Radio Network.
Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort Super Saturday Bingo just got 1 million times better. The first Saturday of the month features Super Saturday Bingo, where the Bingo Millions Coverall game could be worth $25,000, $100,000, or even $1 million. Hit the Bingo Millions jackpot in 47 calls or less to win $1 million, or hit the Bingo Millions mini jackpot for $100,000. Bingo between 48 and 54 calls and win up to $25,000. The 3 p.m. main session pays out over $30,000, with the coverall paying out $5,000. Sessions are at noon, 1:30, 3, and 7:30 p.m. But be there for any of the first three sessions and get your Bingo Millions add-on for your chance to win $1 million. With additional specials and giveaways every month, Super Saturday Bingo is one in a million kind of fun. Bring on the bingo. Bring on the games. Bring on the bliss. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Must be 18 or older to game. Management reserves all rights.
BHS Insurance is celebrating their 80th anniversary. BHS's commitment to excellence is why they are proud to be a leading provider of auto owner's insurance for your life, home, car, and business insurance needs. For BHS Insurance, everything rides on their relationships and reputation, which is why they are proud to be a leading provider of auto owner's insurance for your life, home, car, and business insurance needs. Visit BHSINS.com to learn more about how BHS Insurance, in partnership with auto owner's insurance, can best service your needs.
When you're in construction, you know that every minute matters and every dollar counts. You've got materials to purchase, employees to pay, and deadlines to meet. What you don't have is time to worry about your accounting, taxes, or ways to grow your business. That's where we come in. We're Bean Garter. And while your business is construction, our business is helping you run your business better. From tax planning, payroll processing, or R&D credit studies, we're here for you with concrete advice and answers. Let us help you build a solid foundation for your business. Whether you're a subcontractor, developer, architect, or engineer, of all the things you build, make your business the strongest. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Garter. Find us online, beangarter.com. Bean Garter.
Van Andel Institute's Purple Community needs you to join Team Hope. Purple Community will participate as an official charity partner for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon in 2019 and has free guaranteed entries available. Join Team Hope and support Van Andel Institute's cancer and Parkinson's research. Register today at purplecommunity.org.
This is the Huge Radio Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan on a BHS Insurance Radio. All of your personal and business insurance needs and questions can be answered at BHSINS.com. That's BHSINS.com. Jeff O'Malley is with Pilgrim's Run. It's a great 18-hole layout, one of the top golf courses in the state, about 30 minutes north of GR there in Sand Lake Pearson, right off of 131. They have a setup here at the West Michigan Golf Show at DeVos Place in downtown GR. You can talk to Jeff and his team tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, for somebody who never has played Pilgrim's Run, like I said, 30 minutes north of GR, what's the attraction? Why do people keep coming back?
Well, the main thing is we have just a course in great condition. It's a very playable golf course. We have four sets of basic tees, and we have two hybrid tees, so you can play to the distance you want to play, so it fits you. Course is built on 400 acres, no side-by-side holes, 10-minute tee times. We have no out-of-bounds. The only thing that will slow you down will be the turkey and the deer that you may run across out there.
That's it. I've played Pilgrim's Run. Now that you mentioned, no out-of-bounds.
Correct. Yep. It's
wow.
Just nature out there.
How many courses
beautiful.
Have no out-of-bounds?
Well, we have no real estate up there. And that's creates the out-of-bounds in the golf courses.
All right, and for a business listening that close to Grand Rapids, I assume, you probably get a lot of the corporate outings as well, right?
You get some corporate outings out there. Usually groups like 24, will come up and play their corporate outing up there.
Your favorite hole at Pilgrim's Run?
Well, since the holes are designed by some of the owners, I have to be partial, but I do like number two. One of my favorite holes. A little water on the left, a little dog leg left.
Yeah, it's a wonderful
layout.
Yeah,
it's a great hole. If you hit it right at the green, it'll actually kick left and onto the green. So a little home course knowledge there.
Yeah, Jeff O'Malley heads up Pilgrim's Run. What a great 18-hole layout, 30 minutes north of GR. If anybody listening is interested in seeing your course, website, I assume all the number, contact information about making a tee time, booking an outing, special event is there. What's the web address?
Yes, it's pilgrimsrun.com. Very simple. You go to there, And you can actually book tee times on there 24/7. So if you're out at dinner one night and you say, hey, guys, we want to get together for Round of Golf, just tap on your phone and go to our website, and you'll be able to book your tee time right there. No problem.
All right. Well, you can see Jeff O'Malley and learn more about Pilgrim's Run here at the West Michigan Golf Show tonight until 9, tomorrow 10 a.m. until 6 p.m., and Sunday 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. here at DeVos Place in downtown GR on the west side of the state. Enjoy the weekend, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Can't wait for golf season.
All right, you too. Look forward to having you.
All right, Jeff O'Malley from Pilgrim's Run, about 30 minutes north of GR, right off of 131. Want to thank Superfly Hayes back at the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studio. Also, Carolyn Ault, Mike, Terry Moore, and the team here at the West Michigan Golf Show. Make sure you check it out this weekend. If you missed any interview or podcast all week long, you can hear them for free 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.